USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He should resign.
That's U.S. Senate Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand speaking of the governor of Virginia, Democrat Ralph Northam, who now says he doesn't think it was him in a racist photo that surfaced this week from his college days.
I saw the photo when I, so disturbing, so racist. There's no place for racism in our government, among our leaders. It really just was so disturbing.
Northam, who says he didn't buy a copy of his medical school yearbook, says he takes responsibility for the photo being on his page, but after apologizing, he insists he won't resign. President Trump again insisting that a border wall is the only way to keep America safe and that Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is getting in the way of that. The president says so in an interview with CBS News that's set to air just before the Super Bowl. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
His team's not in the big game this year, but Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is in Atlanta for the 53rd Super Bowl later today, and he says that city was a perfect pick to hold the big game.
Atlanta, A+. It's the people. Everywhere is contagious, the positiveness of it. They're living right enough to get all this great weather, which is a special something you want to look at when you think of a city.
The L.A. Rams and the Patriots will kick off just after 6:30. The game's on CBS. More NFL news as former NFLers Tony Gonzalez, Champ Bailey, Ed Reed, and Ty Law have been voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And an annual Associated Press Awards announced last night, current Kansas City Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes won NFL's Most Valuable Player and also Offensive Player of the Year. Colts QB Andrew Luck chosen Comeback Player of the Year. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Pope Francis is kicking off a historic 3-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, making him the first pontiff to ever visit there. On the schedule is the Global Conference on Human Fraternity and a meeting with top Muslim religious authorities. In anticipation of the landmark visit by Pope Francis, 135,000 tickets were given out to attend Mass at a sports stadium in Abu Dhabi. Senate Democrat from Maryland, Ben Cardin, says negative effects from the recent government shutdown are not going to go away anytime soon.
The hardship caused by this Trump shutdown will take months and years to overcome. For many, the scars of financial uncertainty will remain indefinitely.
Cardin says in the weekly Democratic address, the shutdown resulted in an $11 billion loss in economic activity in the country, and about $3 billion of that total will never be recovered. He also thanked the 800,000 federal workers who went without pay in the longest government shutdown in history. And he stressed that Democrats are engaging in good faith negotiations on border security now that the government's reopened in the hopes of averting another shutdown on February 15th. And a dog named Lolo, who'd been rescued from Puerto Rico and brought to a new home in Manhattan, has been spotted in New Jersey after getting away from its owner and somehow getting across the river through the Lincoln Tunnel. They're still trying to find the dog in the Garden State. And with your update, I'm Chris Barnes.